151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name is Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. In the following excerpt, we hear testimonials recorded on-site from audience members of Opera Omaha's 2014 performances of Agrippina.
What I really enjoy about this opera is everything is so exposed. The orchestra is a chamber orchestra. It's so small, and it gives the orchestra a chance to interact with the actors on stage, and they really, you know, connect, and it's amazing what produces from that. And, you know, with the cast being so small as well, there's not a chorus or anything, and it's just great that everybody is kind of putting forth their own impression of the piece, which is great.
It was immediately engaging musically. It's a treat to actually get to see Baroque opera and listen to the music. We are so used to the repertoire of Verdi and Puccini, which I love very much, but to be able to see an opera by Handel, which is so rarely done, I mean, it immediately engaged me, but I love Baroque music, so I'm very happy.
There isn't anything like it, actually. This is my first time to the opera in its entirety, and it was amazing. The characters were awesome and very strong, and just for the small cast, it was enthralling. I was enthralled through the whole thing. It was great.
My wife and I loved it. We came down here from Sioux City, and we anticipated it was going to be a great show, and it was a great show, and I'm looking forward to the second act.
But they also did a really brilliant job of interacting with the audience, as in being big in what they did. So that helped a lot. The story was incredible. A lot of twists that I didn't expect. I didn't think he would... I don't want to give it away, so I'm not going to say anymore. But it was a great ride. I enjoyed every second of it.
I thought it was fabulous. I loved the singers. I loved the, it was innovative, it was comedic at the same time, which I liked.
Well, I really liked it. I thought the performers were top notch, and so that was really exciting to come here and see that it's going on in Omaha, Nebraska. I thought that was great.
I was greatly relieved and surprised at the freshness of it, and the surprises, and all the nuances, and the set, and you know, it was just fabulous, and the whole construction and the movement of the whole thing was really alive and different from some other. Should I compare it to other operas? I don't know, but this was quite fresh and new, and I really enjoyed it. It was great. It was great fun. Although everyone got killed in the end, as usual. So we kept with that tradition. However, they had a better time getting there.
My experience this evening with Agrippina was definitely enlightening. I had heard Handel music before, Baroque music before. What I had not experienced before was... listening to the music tonight wasn't like listening to Baroque music aged like it normally is. Tonight I got to hear the music as if it was part of our century and part of the time that I live in today. And that was because of the director and his vision for the opera tonight. James Darrow and his vision for the opera tonight was to make it new and to bring it into our century. And he accomplished that with a set, with the direction, with just everything that was part of it, with the costumes. And I was swallowed into that environment tonight. So that's what I got from that tonight.